In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. We celebrate many things during this week, and we celebrate many things today. One of those things is the triumphant entry of our Lord Jesus Christ into Jerusalem. The people who rejoiced, the people who met him with palm leaves, with their shirts, with rejoicing, saying that he was blessed, that he came in the name of the Lord, that he was the Son of David. And all of this was real joy. On the day, it probably wasn't manufactured. People felt it. People felt a sense of hope, a sense that he was coming for them, to them. He came to save them, to change everything that they were going through. In their minds, he was going to change the world. He was going to change their lives. He was going to remove oppressors and put in their place the righteous. But only a few days later, they rejected him. The same people, more or less, who had called for him as the Son of David, cried out, "Crucify him, crucify him." We have many experiences of God, and we have many experiences that dictate how we deal with God, how we interact with him. Some particularly to do with him, and some that have nothing to do with him at all. We sometimes have expectations. We look at God, wanting things, expecting things, that he will change significant things in our lives as well. And we welcome him hopefully and joyfully into our lives. And he comes in triumphantly, and he fulfills some of those things. But at other times, the world looks at us and says, "Is this really what you signed up for? Is this really what you wanted? Is this the hope that you had? Is this what you expected? Is this the Lord you came out to follow?" And in our own way, although not as harsh, not as direct, and not as literal, we say ourselves sometimes, we choose the world. We choose the other option. Because before they said, "Crucify him, crucify him," they chose the other option to be released. My message today is not that we condemn ourselves. And my message today is not that we blame ourselves for sometimes glorifying God and at others rejecting and even betraying him. But my message is this: God is God. He doesn't change. The God who took flesh and came into Jerusalem and was greeted as a hero is the same God who was rejected by his people, betrayed by Judas, denied by Peter, abandoned at the cross. Nothing we do, nothing we experience changes the nature of God. Our experience changes, but God doesn't. So why is this such an important message? It's important in my life for this very reason. That if I have ever welcomed the triumphant, victorious, powerful God into my life just once, and I have seen him work just once, and I have experienced his love just once, then that is a constant reminder that at any time, when things seem to go terribly wrong, when people seem to have abandoned us completely, when God seems to be in a totally different place, when we seem to receive nothing of what we expect, the reminder is, it doesn't matter. God doesn't change. The triumphant God in flesh who entered into Jerusalem, and more importantly, who rose from the dead, is the one that you and I worship daily. Is the one that maybe you and I sometimes lose hope in. Maybe we abandon him. Maybe we betray him. But his power doesn't change, his love for us doesn't change, and his acceptance of us doesn't change. We go through lots of ups and downs. I want to warn you about this week. This week can be taken in many ways, and in one of them, we can constantly and unceasingly condemn ourselves. That's not what it's for. This week is just a reminder that we are on a journey with our Lord. Now remember, this journey has already happened. We are not journeying again, we are reliving the journey. And in reliving the journey, we understand it is a journey that started with joy and ends with joy and has some pain in the middle. And so the role, the purpose, is not to condemn ourselves. The purpose today is to rejoice. And if the Lord has come into my life just once victoriously, if I have felt his love just once, then that is my constant experience. And as I journey this week, knowing that I have welcomed him, remembering sometimes that maybe I've abandoned him, maybe I've betrayed him, but it doesn't matter. Because the same Lord who entered triumphantly and I put my palm leaves and my shirt in front of and I glorified and I worshipped, even if I have abandoned him or lost hope in him or even betrayed him, it is the same Lord who crucified in the midst of that pain and that utter humiliation, put all of that aside and said, "Father, forgive them." And having forgiven us, then raised us. So his mission was complete. This is only the start of a mission. It's the start of hope. It's the start of joy. We focus far too often on the negative. People may have rejected our Lord for many reasons. For his own apparent weakness and powerlessness, because he didn't change things. Because his message seemed to be strange, even referred to sometimes as insanity or demon possession. He may have been betrayed even because of the people around him. They weren't always the best of characters. James and John wanted fire to rain down and consume people. Peter cut off someone's ear, and they all ran and left him. If people looked at his disciples, they would have thought, "Really? This powerful man has these people? Are they an indication?" Nothing changes God, not even the weakness of those around him. And sometimes if we lose hope in God because of the weakness of those around him, we need to look beyond them. We need to look above them. We need to look through them and see the true light. So today we remember that God enters triumphantly into our lives. And we remember that he waits to welcome us into his kingdom. Everything that happens in the middle must be our struggle, as faithful as possible. But even when we lapse, we can always go back to him. We can always return to him. We can always repent and confess. We can always be his again. Because he wants to forgive us and he wants to glorify us, and he wants to raise us, and he wants us to live forever. So today and this week, let us focus on Christ. Focus on him as King of Kings. Focus on him as our Savior and he who forgives. And focus on him as the one who has raised us with him. Everything else is a reflection that puts things into perspective. But everything else should not overshadow the true love, the ultimate sacrifice, and the perfect victory and joy that he promises. And glory be to God forever. Amen.